Welcome to the Lead a New Future podcast. I'm Kate Ruby Adelha, a senior leadership trainer with close to 2 decades of experience. The leadership I'm about is one that values respect and transparency while harnessing our ability to effect change. With a clinical background, I've worked within highly acclaimed leadership teams in the health sector of New Zealand before spending a decade facilitating advanced leadership experiences across multiple countries. And here's the thing about leadership. Leadership is just as important within our homes as it is within every level of our community, teams, and organizations. In this podcast, you'll find a variety of conversations that connect to our leadership and our lives, where we can impact what matters, where it matters. Let's get into it. This conversation is the start of a mini-series here on She Leads a New Future about unstoppability and having crazy faith in your vision and purpose, even when, and especially when, you're facing the challenging bits. This second conversation in the mini-series is with pro fighter and reality TV star Maiken Anerud, who also happens to be my fight coach. Maiken is the epitome of discipline and focus. In day-to-day, she's actually really kind and warm, but when she gets into the ring, something else takes over and she becomes Magic Maiken. In this conversation, Maiken talks about her alter ego, Magic Maiken, and how she uses that to bring forth key parts of herself. She talks about the importance of having nerves and why having nerves is not actually the same thing as feeling afraid. She also discusses learning from your losses and what to do when people are waiting for you to quit. My intention with this unstoppable mini-series of conversations is to remind you of your capacity to chase your big dreams, and your capacity to cause change. Let's get into it.
I say that I have this alter ego, and that's Magic Maiken. So every time I step into the ring, that's Magic Maiken. It's not Maiken. So I had people saying to me like, oh, like I don't recognize you when you step into that ring, like your whole face changes. And I actually saw some photos of me after my last fight. I didn't recognize myself. It's weird, but there's just something that changes. It's like my twin sister and not me.
I love that, because we've actually never talked about that. I'm saying that from the look that I've seen as you're entering the ring. You look so different. And it's so funny because it's so different to how I know you. You know, Beyonce does that. Beyonce used to have this alter ego called Sasha Fierce because Beyonce herself said she felt so shy on stage. So she created this alter ego called Sasha Fierce so that when she came onto the stage, she said Sasha Fierce could do things that Beyonce couldn't.
I feel a little bit like that.
I love it.
I think that's how I ended up as Magic Maiken. It's a different version of Maiken.
It brings out what's already there within you though, right?
Of course. Yeah. So, but it's a different side of me. It's like I just turn on this beast mode, if you can call it that. I just get super focused, and I've seen videos and photos of me, like from my last couple of fights. It's like my eyebrows just go down and I make this like weird face, and the whole prep before a fight, I dig deep, and that's Magic Maiken the whole way.
Can we talk about that, like really digging deep? Tell me about the discipline that's required to do what you're doing at a professional level.
There's a lot of people that don't see how much work we put into this. Like, it's a lot of sacrifices. Most people see, like, what we post on Instagram. It looks cool. Like, yeah, we're punching and kicking. We live in Bali. It looks tropical. It looks like paradise. And it is. But, like, I spend most of my time at the gym. I train my ass off every single day. If I'm injured, if I'm not injured, we always work around it. I live cheap. I eat quite cheap. My rent is low. But I choose to do that because I really want to do this. Like, I want to fight. I want to make it. I know I'll make it, but like the road to the top, it's hard.
Yeah, and long. I'm curious about that because I think this is so translatable to anyone who's listening to this. And, you know, people who are listening to this, you may not be a fighter and have fighting aspirations like Maiken does, but your stuff might be business or whatever area that you're wanting to really take to the top. And it's so easy to feel disheartened when the bumps in the road come or when it feels a lot longer than what you're anticipating and you want the results faster. Like, why am I doing it now? What helped you to stay the course of a very long journey and to ride out everything that it takes, the sacrifices, the highs, the lows?
I just really know what I want. Like, yeah, I'm not always motivated. Every day, like, you're not going to be motivated every single day. You're going to have lows where you don't really want to work, where you don't really want to go to the gym, but you just got to be dedicated. Like, you need to know in the back of your mind, like, what you really want, and you just keep doing it, and you're going to thank yourself later.
Yeah, it's interesting. What I kind of get from you is that not doing it is not an option.
Yeah, no, it's not an option.
You don't even have that as a conversation on the table. I mean, sure, you probably can't effed at times or you're tired or you're unmotivated, you might have an injury and it's a bit sore. But I just feel like when I'm around you like this, it's not an option. You're unshakable in your commitment.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. I know what I want. So I know there's a lot of people waiting for me to quit, kind of, especially people from my country. Because fighting is not a big thing in Norway. It's getting bigger now, but still not a big thing. So a lot of people still think this is my hobby and that I'm going to come back home soon and start working like my normal job. For a lot of people, that is the normal life kind of thing that you fall back to if you don't succeed or whatever. But for me, that's not normal. Like, this is my normal. This is what I want to do. There's nothing else I want to do more.
I had an interesting chat with you. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and you said something that really stood out to me. You said that wins are really great, yes, but you said that you even like the losses just as much.
I think you learn a lot from your losses. Actually, I think everyone needs to lose to see how it feels like. And I think that's when you actually know if you want to do it or not, if you can get back from a loss. Like, my best fights have been some of my losses, and some of my worst fights have been fights that I won. So I've had fights that I lost, but I've been more proud of them than some fights that I won. Wow. But I felt like I didn't do good.
How do you see the future of where you're going? Do you visualize it? Do you see it on a regular basis? What's your process with that?
Yeah, I do see myself in the biggest fight promotions within a couple of years. So I'm going to work very hard.
Yeah. I mean, when you're seeing that future, do you visualize it in your head? Do you write about it?
I visualize it every day. When I train, I visualize getting my hand raised. A few weeks before I fight, I journal every day.
Oh, wow. And so what are you journaling when before the fight? What's the process there?
Basically just telling myself that I'm confident and that I can do it. Because there's always a lot of nerves before a fight. Like, even if I had a few fights now, I'm always nervous. I'm never scared, but I always get nerves.
Hmm.
So
what's the difference?
You just need...
What's the difference between fear and nerves? Can you distinguish that for us?
I'm never scared to step in the ring. I'm never scared to get punched in the face, but I'm nervous because I want to perform well. Yeah.
I think it's a really easy distinction to miss for people. Like, say, you know, for whoever's listening to this, I think we do get nervous a lot, especially when we're going to a new level. The nerves come. Mm. But if we interpret that as, oh, we're afraid, we're scared, then we're going to start getting in our head and psyching ourselves out. It's a totally different experience, right?
Absolutely. It's good to have nerves. Like, my best fights, I've been very nervous before those fights.
Mm.
Like, some of my worst fight, I wasn't present enough. I wasn't ready mentally, so I didn't feel nervous. I just stepped in and my fight wasn't good. So if I'm nervous, that tells me that, okay, I'm ready.
It's funny, I've actually, the worst talks I've ever done on stage is when I wasn't nervous beforehand.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And then the ones that I've been like really packing myself beforehand, just really nervous, mm-hmm. I've delivered my best performance every time. And it's interesting, mm-hmm. I think those nerves really prepare us. They sort of generate a whole lot of energy and bring us on point. Maybe they help us focus. I don't know what it is, but there's something that's really powerful with them.
Mm. Yeah, I remember before my first fight, like very first pro fight, I was so nervous. Everything hurt. Like, my back hurt so much. I never had so much pain in my life. It was like my whole body was telling me, like, oh, don't do this. But I did, and it was so much fun. I got hooked.
Mike, and where can people find you?
Do you mean social media or
yeah, Instagram.
Where I live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's your address? No. Where can people find you on Instagram?
Yeah, Magic Mikan, but magic with a K, not a C.
Okay, so M-A-G-I-K, Mikan, and we're gonna link that all below. And definitely go check out Magic Mikan's Instagram page. I find Mikan so inspiring and I absolutely adore working with you. Oh my God. I've just found you so inspiring to work with. And also the way in which you teach technique is so spot on. I just love it. So I'm learning.
Thank you. I love working with you too, Kate.
Thank you for being an incredible woman, and thanks for your time today.